Good afternoon. A stubborn and slow-moving area of low pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will be nearby today. Accompanied by a stationary front at the surface, we will have lots of cloud cover through the afternoon, and scattered showers are a possibility at any time, maybe even a burst or two of rain in spots. Because of the extensive cloud cover, temperatures will be held back and only reach the upper 60s and lower 70s across the region. Overnight tonight, as that disturbance moves off the eastern seaboard and high pressure starts to move in from north in Canada, we will have a drying trend. We still run the risk of a shower, and we'll still have lots of clouds around and also areas of fog, but temperatures will drop back into the upper 50s to around 60. So we'll even start off the weekend tomorrow morning with a fair amount of cloud cover. However, as that high noses in from the north, we'll have gradually clearing skies from north to south with increasing sunshine for everyone throughout the day, and temperatures will respond, reaching the middle and upper 70s. That high pressure center that will be nosing in will dominate for the second half of the weekend. At the same time, in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, a big ridge of high pressure will start to head our way. The combination of the two will produce mostly sunny skies on Sunday with highs around 80. Even warmer with the ridge strengthening early to midweek next week on Monday, 85 with mostly sunny skies, and slightly increasing humidity on Tuesday, remaining in the mid-80s. Mid to upper 80s on Wednesday with a mix of sun and clouds, and eventually the next front will bring a chance of showers and thunderstorms, but that will not arrive until next Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the Central Plains and also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across coastal North Carolina. Scattered severe thunderstorms are expected to develop across the Central Plains this afternoon and into the overnight hours as instability increases and is overspread by adequate wind shear. Large hail, damaging winds, and an isolated tornado are possible. Other, more isolated severe thunderstorms are expected across coastal North Carolina. Locally strong winds are the primary threat with this activity. Meanwhile, heat advisories are out for the mid-Mississippi Valley and an excessive heat warning for the St. Louis area. The heat index in these locations will be in the 105 to 110 degree range. Heat advisories are also out for a large part of the southeastern United States and the immediate Gulf Coast near Houston. And the National Hurricane Center is monitoring shower activity associated with the small low pressure area moving over the Leeward Islands. Interaction of this low with Puerto Rico and Hispaniola will likely inhibit significant development through tonight. However, environmental conditions are expected to be more conducive for development when the disturbance moves near or over the southeastern Bahamas tomorrow, and a tropical depression is likely to form over the weekend or by early next week. Regardless of tropical cyclone formation, gusty winds and heavy rainfall are expected across portions of the Leeward Islands, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands today, and over Hispaniola and the southeastern Bahamas tonight and tomorrow. An Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter aircraft is scheduled to investigate the system this afternoon. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 27 at Kemmelt, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a chance of showers and storms in the mid-70s, Boston cloudy in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the mid to upper 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low 59. The record high 93 set in 1916, and the record low 39 in 1982. Sunrise this morning was at 6:09 a.m., sunset this evening 7:46 p.m., 13 hours and 37 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with the risk of a few showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with the risk of a few showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows near 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly cloudy with the risk of a few showers tonight. Also areas of fog with lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with the risk of a few showers tonight. Also areas of fog and lows near 60. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers possible today, perhaps a thunderstorm, with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with the risk of a few showers tonight, and also areas of fog with lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, clouds giving way to sunshine, 77. Mostly sunny and 80 on Sunday. More sunshine Monday and Tuesday in the mid-80s. More humidity Wednesday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds in the mid to upper 80s, and a chance of showers and thunderstorms on Thursday with highs in the lower 80s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.